The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, and Lanise, I just want to ask you, how are you finding things so far in the UK?
Obviously, when I came over, I came from 27 plus degrees in South Africa. And the moment
no different
at all. But the moment, yeah, I set my feet on Manchester ground, it was freezing. But I was prepared, like everyone like prepared me and said, oh, bring your jackets and everything. And all of my jackets were in my little suitcase that was on the plane. And I just immediately put it on the moment I arrived. But you know what? It's something else. Like, I've been now at teams with sunny weather, and this is more, almost want to say, like a challenge for me to see how I'm going to have a good netball performance while the weather is very much different from what I'm used to. But I mean, other than the weather, which is great, it's just amazing to be part of the Thunder team. I just think they are a very close-knit group. They are well-connected. They have all these different personalities that just click with one another. No one is the same. And that's what makes this group so special, is that everyone brings something different to the table. Everyone has special skills that they have definitely on court that complement each other. So I'm excited to see what we can do the rest of the season. And also, but also Manchester City itself, it's beautiful. Like, when you go into the city, I love seeing all the old buildings, and I love seeing all the different personalities and cultures and diversities. It's really interesting from South Africa and even from Australia or New Zealand. So now I'm finding it interesting. It's fun. It's a warm, comfortable, very funny, huh? environment to be in.
How are you getting on with the Manchester accent?
Oh, my goodness. So sometimes they talk very fast, and I really need to almost go and stand with my ear against their mouth, because I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying. And even it's even worse when they look away and they talk to you, because you're like, oh, I don't know what you're saying. So can you please repeat that? Or I just try and make out a few words and put them together and hope for the best that I guess it right. But no, it's getting better. It's getting better. We're getting there.
The journey to the Super League was a bit of a swap between, well, maybe more of a partnership between you coming here and Ellie going there. So how was it put to you? How much did you know about Thunder before coming over?
So I knew when I was at Bath in 2016 that Manchester Thunder is really a great team. And I've only heard good things about this netball community. How they bring up their players from like a grassroots level,
yeah,
that they choose their own basically all the time, which is great because that promotes the sport in this area as well. Also get all the fans and supporters on board. And then obviously Shadeen was here last year. And when I asked her when we came back from our separate clubs how it was at Thunder, she just said it was amazing. She just said it's an amazing culture. She's so happy here. She had so much fun. She learned really so much since coming to the Thunder. And that's ultimately what I wanted for my netball as well, is just to start having fun again, just to start playing traditional netball again. Just enjoy the sport that I fell in love with and actually fall back in love with netball. So I was really excited when they contacted me and asked me if I wanted to come over and play for them. I was just like, immediately, yes. Yes, I do. Because I've only heard great things.
You don't need the hassle of the blooming super shot.
Listen, don't get me started. Like, seriously, I obviously everyone knows that I'm a close range shooter and I'm not a fan of long range shooting, but that was just, in my personal opinion, I think the super shot is. Don't mess with the game, because you don't use it internationally. I know the supporters back in Australia just didn't like the super shot and no one listened to them anyway and they kept it. So I was just like, you know what, I'll just move over to a country where they actually listen and they keep the sport.
None of that here, thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness.
Netball World Cup year. So take me a little bit into that journey about the prep for that. And obviously, it'll be important for you just to get that regular game time.
Yes, of course. Amazing that the World Cup is in South Africa this year. It's the first time in history that it's being held on African soil. So for our sport on the African continent, it's really exciting. And also the prep is we still have contact with our coaches like Norma, Nicole and Dumi, as well as our SNC coach in South Africa. He's working with our strength and conditioning coach here at Thunder, just so that we're all on the same page. But mostly we do follow the South African program because we need to prepare well for the World Cup, stay in shape, maintain the strength, but not, you know, not fall out of what we're actually preparing for. And then obviously be ready to play all the games that's been thrown to us. So that's mainly just communicating between all the parties, be on the same page and do what we can do to prepare for the games here at Thunder as well as the World Cup.
England probably felt it at that Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games, but the additional pressure or demand on a home side doing well in and meddling even in such a big tournament?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we did really well at the previous World Cup, and I think all the world's eyes are on us, especially because it's on home soil, to do so well again, which I'm 100% sure we will do great. But I think there is pressure because no one has ever really felt the South African support at a World Cup. I just think it's going to be mental. It's going to be so loud, so big. It's going to blow everyone's minds. I don't think we are ready, obviously, because we're used to it. So I don't think anyone else, any of the other teams like Australia, England, New Zealand, are ready for what they're going to experience.
A couple of games into the Super League season. How are you finding it? How are you finding the differences?
Oh, it's so good. I've not played against these defenders in like a couple of years. So it's always nice for me to come back and play against different defense styles, different defenders, just to see how I can improve on my game. So it's very different, but I'm really enjoying it.
Still learning as well?
Oh, Dave, listen, we have kind of a young team, up and comers, and I still learn from them at training sessions, during games. And it's just good to pick on other goal shooters, goal attacks, other coaches, or even mid-court players' brains to see what they're thinking, how they work, how they want to feed, how they want to pass, how they want me to stand. So it's already an adjustment for me, but all in all, I'm enjoying it because you can never stop learning. And it's like if you decide, oh, I don't want to learn anymore, the game gets boring and you just start boring yourself as well. So it's great to have the different perspectives from all the other players. And yeah, just, again, improve on my game because that's ultimately what I want to do before World Cup.
And you'll enjoy giving back as well.
Well, I hope I do. I've been playing, professional netball now for 9 years and in all the like major competitions. So I hope that I can bring something different to the Manchester side. And I really hope that I can teach the young ones a thing or two about how to play goal shooter or how and when to come in and out of the circle. But all in all, it's a give and take. So I don't know if they are learning, but even if they just learn one thing, I'm very happy.
The Thunder fans are a bit of a lively bunch as well. What have they been like to you so far?
They've been amazing. I've only gotten compliments and like great opinions, constructive
criticism. Have
you seen
any banners in the crowd yet?
Any banners in the crowd?
Yeah. Any signposts with your name on it yet?
Hopefully, like even if they are just banners for Thunder, I'll be happy. like that's already a bonus. Just to see that they make the effort to get creative to show their support. So I'll have a lookout for any banners in the stands once we finally get to play on our home soil.
And a picture with Thunder Bear as well. That's what you need. You need one of them.
Oh, of course, naturally. Of course. Yes, the first time we played the preseason match, when we played against the Sirens, I saw you guys actually have a mascot. And I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't even know that. So that's good to know. So definitely getting a picture with her.
Been in the game then a little time. I think you said something like 9 years, but is there like a little piece of advice that you would be able to share to them?
From personal experience, if it's for, let's go with any fans in the world, it's just about being a nice and kind person. If you don't have something nice to say, then you'd rather not say it at all. Because obviously a few of us in the professional games all over the world, you don't go out and try and lose a game or try and make faults or mistakes. You always try your best, put your best effort in, and sometimes it just isn't your day. So it's just about being kind, being supportive, and understanding that they are precious and go with it. And then also for young up-and-coming players is hard work beats talent. So it doesn't matter how talented you are. Someone that's going to work harder and go that extra mile will always be chosen above you because they are showing that passion, that urgency to actually become a better player, to reach their full potential. So I think that's the basic advice that I'd give any up-and-coming fans or players.
The national team obviously did get a little bit of stick or unless harsh comments online. So did the team take that? Did the team just read that and ignore it? Is that the overall feeling that you have to anything nasty that may appear online? Or
You know what? When I was a younger player, I would always, and I think that's for all young players, not so experienced players, you always want to go and read the comments. Let's say you have a great game, you go and read the comments. But then there'd be someone that just says something negative. Even let's say there were 10 positive comments and one negative, you just take that negative. Yes. So I tried over the years to, even if I have a good game, a bad game, an average game, just not go and read the comments. And that's what our coaches also tell us. You know what? You have your keyboard warriors that they'll sit behind the computer. They'll give all these negative comments. But once you meet them face to face, they just, I'm such a fan. Then you're just like, no, don't even. But yeah, what we've been taught is if they've not been in the situation, they don't actually know what's going on. So just take it with a grain of salt or just don't go and read the comments because it's going to upset you and it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. So, but that's something you need to learn as the years go by because it took me, I think, maybe 6 years, 7 years actually, to get to that point where I don't even go and read the comments anymore unless someone tags me in something. Then I just read that comment because you never know what it says something nice, but you just read that one and you go and you get out. You don't stay there and keep on reading.
I need to end on the positive. So how much are you looking forward to the games ahead? How much are you looking forward to the season at Thunder?
Oh, so excited. Like I said before, I think our team is still growing. We still have so much to learn about each other and it can just get better. We've shown so much potential already. There's still just a few connections that we need to work on. But I mean, it is almost a brand new team, very young team. So I'm looking forward to the games ahead. We have two very tight. Well, all the games are tight. Don't get me wrong. But we have Pulse tomorrow and then we have Lightning next week. So that's going to be really, really tough games for us, especially in such a short turnaround. But you know what? We can do it. We believe in ourselves, we believe in our skills and in our coaches game plan. So now we just need to go out on court and execute it.
Lenise, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to catching up with the season.
Oh, can't wait to meet you in person.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.